With us now, Professor Sue Krengel of the National Māori Pandemic Group. Te ropu whakakaupapa ruta. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thank you for being with us. What would your advice be to the government, considering we have these cases in Waikato?
Our advice is that if for the time being Auckland should stay in level 4 and the Waikato should be moved to level 4 as well. And also that the upper North Island from Mōkō on the west coast to Gisborne on the east coast should be moved to level 3 until we have a clear idea about the extent of transmission from the new cases in the Waikato.
So is that perhaps for a 48-hour period while it is worked on to get these epidemiological links?
Yeah, we're seeing the government use very brief increases in alert levels until they have a clearer picture of what's happened in the past, and we would like to see them use that again.
Waikato to level 3, that seemed to be a possibility from that interview with Grant Robertson. Would that be enough?
I think using an abundance of precaution, we would like to see level 4. Level 4 is specifically designed to stop chains of transmission. And we know that at least one of the new cases has been in the community and symptomatic in the community. Remembering that with Delta, people are infectious for 2 days before they become symptomatic. Children in rural schools come from a wider geographic area, and people who live in small rural communities have to travel to get things like groceries and to access services like doctors and pharmacists. And so really there is the potential for there to be more spread, and we'd like to see level 4 used until we're confident that that hasn't happened.
The government will be hesitant, I'm sure, to bring back level 4, especially for businesses and for people in the region, as to how much compliance there might be and how much fatigue around this. Why do you think that level 4 is the one that's needed, in the sense that would it not be very difficult to necessarily enforce that?
Well, I think, you know, the things I've just talked about, but we also have to remember that there are inequities in the protection that vaccine provides communities at the moment. So, you know, there are inequities in Māori vaccination rates. And so that means that, you know, our communities are more at risk from COVID. You know, we understand that level 4 restrictions are hard, but we need to make sure that our communities are safe and are protected.
Would you want to see a surge in vaccination rates in Waikato in a similar way that surge was seen in Auckland as a result of this?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Actually, we want to see a surge in Māori vaccination rates across the whole country, but particularly in the Waikato, yeah.
Does this also underline the case for masks in schools and whether that should be revisited, considering we had at least one child here symptomatic at school last week?
Yeah, I think that would be something for the government to reconsider, that there may be some additional benefit from masks. You know, we know that vaccination protects against the infection, but particularly against hospitalisations and deaths. And we also know that the public health measures like social distancing, masks, hand washing are also very important in controlling COVID outbreaks.
Ngā mihi, thank you very much for your time. Professor Sue Krengel there of the National Māori Pandemic Group. Te ropu whakakaupapa uruta.